This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It's October 25th, 28th rather, and it is 5:30. Welcome. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. A little windy out there this morning. Was not expecting that. I guess I didn't really check the weather and I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? But, you know, fall is here and got to get those leaves off the trees, I guess, somehow, some way.
Yeah, it's going to pick up today. 50 mile per hour gust. Some areas up to 90, they were saying, depending on the elevation. And the weekend, the weather was perfect. But yeah, if you weren't watching the weather, wake up today. We're in for a change this afternoon.
And it's hard to believe that November is Friday. November. What is going
Seriously.
On? I'm like so just thrown off with how fast this year is going.
I'm still expecting summer. Like, I want to ask you, what are you doing for your summer vacation? We already did that. This
yeah,
is nuts.
That happened a long time ago. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm all right. It was an okay weekend. Laura was out of town, so just me hanging out here at the house this weekend and just got a bunch of stuff done. And then she got home last night and she's leaving town again today. So we had a brief window to be together last night. And we weren't gelling last night. So
it happens.
It does. But I was bummed because she was home for 5 hours, and I'll see her before she leaves today. But she got home last night, and she was exhausted from her travels and stuff. We just didn't click last night. It was just like, nah, all right.
We're not gonna. This is not gonna work for now. So let's just get rid of this awkwardness and just agree to disagree.
That's right. It's 7 o'clock. I'm like, you're really tired, right? She's like, yeah, I want to go to bed. I'm like, I'll go to bed too. And we went to bed at 7 o'clock last night. It was nice. We went to bed together and everything. But yeah, I was kind of bummed.
But you guys end up sleeping separately though, right?
We start together. So our thing is we always start together. It's because of the alarm during the week. So last night we went to bed together. And then at some point when I wake up to use the bathroom, I will transfer into the guest bedroom and sleep the rest of the night in the guest bedroom. And that, so we went to bed at 7. The transfer happened about 10:30 last night.
Oh, so that's a good amount of time where you could just not speak and be awkward together. I would have just made the direct transfer. I'm just going to buy a one-way ticket tonight to guest room bill.
You know, I'll take that as a win. We did go to bed.
Yeah,
I could have went to the guest bedroom. We started off together and we held hands as we fell asleep. And then 10:30, I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. That sucks. Hopefully it'll turn around this week.
Yeah. Full faith it will. How are you doing? How was so much to talk to you about? Let's start with Friday. How was the keg tapping on Friday?
Oh, it was fun. We were at a Hofbräu House and we were winding down Oktoberfest. It ended over the weekend. And so I was out there on Friday night tapping the keg. And it was all to benefit. We were raising money for Metro's canine unit. So it was really cool. They were out there and we were raising money for them. And my mom and my aunt came into town, which was really nice. Got to spend some time with them. It was a real quick trip because they literally came in like Thursday night and then they left on Saturday afternoon. But it's always fun. My mom loves doing the Oktoberfest thing. And so we hung out and Saturday we, just hung out at the house for a little bit. I got my mom an iPad for an early Christmas / birthday gift.
Oh, nice.
And so we were, I was spending the morning setting it up for her, making sure she had what she needed. Really, all she needs it is to play Candy Crush. I got like the lowest memory one for her, but she was super excited. So yeah, it was a good weekend. And then yesterday, just to kind of watch some football, my husband and my daughter, they went to the Raiders game. So I was by myself all day. It was actually kind of nice just chilling. afternoon, watching my K-dramas, watching some football. So it was a good weekend.
At some point, we got to talk about the World Series, too, and get your thoughts on everything that's happening with your Yankees.
Yeah, it was a rough one. I was so bummed. But, you know, for all the haters, look, like, those are both great games.
Incredible.
They ended on the last swing of the games. So it's not like they got their butts kicked. You know, those are competitive games. And it sucked that my team was on the losing end of it, but just so much respect for the game. And that's like, just, man, playoff baseball is like cinema, man. It's like watching a movie. It's so beautiful. So I really, as much as I hated to see my team lose, I really have enjoyed watching the game.
Are they in New York tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, tonight. So very excited about that. So yeah, a lot to talk about this morning, a lot to catch up on. And we have some really cool things to give away on the show today. All of that is coming up, but let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap? Do you want to hear Father of Mine by Everclear? Do you want to hear Bootylicious by Destiny's Child? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, do you go through your spouse's phone? Why or why not? And is it something like that you feel that you have the right to do? We're going to talk about that next. But first, the votes are in, and Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Do you go through your spouse's phone? Just regularly pick it up, go through the messages. Maybe you do it secretly. Maybe they're in the shower or something. You're like, it's perfect time for me to go through the phone. I don't. I do have access to it. I know the passcodes. I know how to get in there. But I don't regularly. Until last weekend, I've been going through his phone a lot. And it's not really because I have suspected anything. Nothing like that. It's because last weekend my husband got sick. He had a kidney stone. We took him to the hospital. We didn't know what was wrong. And he was like, I need you to go through my phone and I need you to return my texts. I need you to return my emails that are need to be returned in a timely fashion. And I was like, are you sure? Like, I can just give it to you and you do it. He's like, I am not in the spot to do that. And I'm like, on painkillers. I'm, you know, he's like, I can't. So I've just been like responding to his text messages and I'm trying to do it in his voice.
Like, are you changing your tone?
Yeah, like just trying to talk the way he would talk. Some people I am telling like, hey, this is Mercedes. You know, Matt's in the hospital. He'll get back to you as soon as possible. But in that process, I would like accidentally open his social media. Just like, you know, when you're bored and you start scrolling. So I'd open his Instagram, start scrolling. I'm like, what a weird timeline. Like, who are these people? I don't know any of these people. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is his Instagram. And I open Facebook. I'm like, wait, I don't know any of these people. What is going on? And it's just has given me such an insight into the stuff. His experience on his phone is completely different than my experience on my phone. And it's been so interesting to see. But I was talking to a friend about how it's just been so weird to see the stuff on his phone compared to mine. And she's like, I go through my boyfriend's phone all the time just to see what he's up to. And I was like,
a spying way?
Yeah. And well, sort of. And I was like, do you think he's doing something? She's like, no, I just want to see what he's up to. Who's he texting? What are they talking about? And I was like, oh, does he know? She goes, no. I'm like, okay, hey, you know, no judgment, like whatever you got to do. But I just thought that was interesting. Do people regularly go through their spouse's phone? Do you?
I don't, but I do have, same thing. I have full access to Lara's phone. She has full access to my phone. The only time I would go through it if there's some calls of alarm or something. For example, Lara doesn't bring her phone upstairs at night. She leaves it downstairs on the kitchen counter to charge. And so this was a couple months ago in the morning. I came down and I noticed on the phone, it was like 8:45, missed call from her mom, and then right after that you see there's a text messages from her mom as well, and I'm thinking 8:45 our time is 11:45 her mom's time on the East Coast. Did something happen? So that's the reason why I went, remember, open up her phone, like, what happened? Her mom literally texted, sorry, butt dial. She had butt dialed her at 11:45 at night. It was so random, but that's the reason I went through, because if something did happen, I want to see it, go upstairs and wake Lara and take action to something bad happening. But that's the only reason I would ever go through it. I'm not like spying or anything on my wife.
I think that is like what my friend does. Is it spying, or is it just like, as she put it, just checking up, seeing what they're up to?
I see both. I see a spying angle. Is there a trust issue, or is there just a curiosity to see what her boyfriend's friends are joking about, or just see what the conversation is? But part of me does go to, do you not trust him? Are you looking? Are you trying to find something when you go through your phone like that?
I don't think she is. I think she's just interested in who he's like chatting with. I know if I went through Matt's phone, it would be two of his friends, two specific friends, Mike and Jeff, and all they text about is sports. Like, that's whenever he's texting someone, it's Mike or Jeff, Mike or Jeff. And so I'm like, who are you talking to? He's like, oh, and he calls them by their last name. So like, I'm talking to Jones about blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay, have fun with that, you know?
I just want to see the tone you use with Max when you're responding for Matt. Like, what's the tone? Do you hype it up, or more exclamation points, or how did you change your
I'll
tone?
I'll tell you right now. So like, when I had to tell his buddy he wasn't going to be at work, I go, hey, man, I'm in the hospital, dude. I will not be able to make it in. Sorry, dude. I just said man and dude a lot.
Nailed it.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2160.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, October 28th, 6:02. Thank you guys for being here. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Getting up this morning, making the kids lunches. Maybe you're throwing some goldfish crackers in that lunch. And just so you know, they changed the name of goldfish. Did you see that? They're not called goldfish anymore.
You had mentioned a name change last week. What was it?
They're rebranding. And goldfish, which is the fish-shaped cheddar crackers made by Pepperidge Farms, they've temporarily changed their name to Chilean sea bass. And that's in hopes of appealing to a sophisticated consumer, an adult who thinks that goldfish are just for kids. So they're calling them Chilean sea bass and hoping that more adults will buy them. Now, of course, this is just a marketing stunt, and it's just a temporary thing. But their whole goal is to show that goldfish spans all ages. So they're just kind of playfully nodding to adults here. But I was thinking, like, what if we change the names of a bunch of products temporarily? Like, what are other products that we could change the names of? For instance, like, you have Cheetos, so why not change them to Chi Fingers? Because what do toes have to do with it? Your fingers are the ones that get all cheesy when you eat Cheetos. So call them Chi Fingers.
Okay,
instead,
I see where you're going.
Uh-huh. Of Cheetos. Uh-huh. And I know it's not spelled like toes, but I just think, like, we're missing a huge, huge marketing opportunity here.
How about there? You take your kids to a party at Chuck E. Cheese. You want to fancy it up, Charles E. Cheese.
Oh, or Charles Edwin Cheese.
Oh, yes. Where are you going? I'm going to Charles Edwin Cheese for dinner.
My.
Oh, whoa. Fancy.
You know, you go get your gas at a Chevron station. Uh-huh. Well, let's call him Chevronald's station.
Oh, that's a fancy gas
station.
Make
him a little fancier. I don't want to go to the Ron. I want to go to the Ronald's.
Okay. The other one I got would be, there's Captain Crunch. Well, he got a promotion, and now he's a major in the Navy or Army, so it's Major Crunch.
Admiral Crunch. He is the one. Gold Star Admiral Crunch.
I am eating that cereal. Despite the fact that it rips my mouth apart, I am eating that cereal.
That was like our signature snack in my house. It was the Goldfish crackers. Like that, it was the thing that we always had in our snack bag, or if my mom took snacks with us somewhere, she always had the Goldfish crackers with us. So I really do feel like Goldfish are a staple of my childhood, and then it, in turn, my kids' childhood. And it was cool because when my kids were little, that's when they started coming out with all the different kinds of flavors. Like there's like birthday cake flavored Goldfish, and they even have like spicy flavored Goldfish, which I did not give the kids. But you know, like they started coming out with some wild flavors.
I didn't know they made that transition to the flavors. Wow.
Yeah. So just so you know, Chilean sea bass, limited time only. Someone just texted and said, I was in the store and looked, and they didn't say Chilean sea bass. They still said Goldfish. What?
Maybe that's the old product on the shelf. They're clearing out.
Yeah, they're just trying to get rid of it so they can clear it for the fancier kind.
Sounds so elegant.
Did you go to Albertsons or did you go to Albert's Jr. the 3rd and 4th? Where did you get those?
Yes, which grocery store did you go to? Hey, on the show today, it's Monday, so we got Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. When you identify a song faster than Mercedes at 7 o'clock, you're going to get a $200 diamond pendant from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers. That happens at 7 o'clock. And then we have something really fun coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Mercedes in the Mornings Trick or Tickets happening at 9:20.
You get to choose whose house you want to go to. My house, JC's house, or Steph's house. And you are going to go trick-or-treating there. But it's not just trick-or-treating. It's Trick or Tickets. We will have tickets at all of our houses to a really cool concert. Which one will you get? Well, we'll find out in the 9 o'clock hour.
And then coming up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you have for us?
Does Jamie Foxx spill the truth about Diddy in his new stand-up routine? Witnesses are saying yes. We have those details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
Topic trending. Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jamie Foxx is trending this morning. Three different people who attended tapings of Jamie Foxx's Netflix special, What Happened Was, are saying that the comedian discussed allegations that Sean Diddy Combs was responsible for his mysterious hospitalization. Do you remember when he went into the hospital?
Oh, it's a mystery. Absolutely.
Yeah, everyone's
yes.
like, what happened? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll talk about this at a later time. But he was like on the verge of death. And it was a serious, serious situation. Well, earlier this month, a videographer, producer, and director by the name of Choke, no joke. He did an interview.
Well respected in the industry.
Yes. He said that Foxx said that Diddy was responsible and that he was the one who called the FBI. And that's when he fell ill. So last week, celebrity security guard Big Homie, he told the news outlet that he knew that Combs poisoned Jamie Foxx. And also reiterated that Jamie Foxx reported him to the FBI. Media Takeout is echoing all of this in a report that they did. It came out last week saying that during his sets, Jamie Foxx said that Diddy was responsible for his hospitalization because he poisoned him. And however, just so we have all the info out there, a third person is claiming that while Jamie told a bunch of Diddy jokes, he didn't blame Diddy for his health issues in the stand-up routine. So we're going to have to wait until this comes out. But a lot of people are saying, yes, he did blame Diddy. This one person is saying, no, he didn't. According to the witness, Jamie said, people keep asking me if Diddy was responsible. He was not responsible. If he was, I would have been dead. So no word yet on when this special is going to air, but you can bet that a lot of eyes will be on it when it does.
There are a couple of things with the Jamie Foxx thing. When he was first talking about it, he had mentioned he was out with, I definitely think he was roofied or given something because he was talking about being out with some friends. He had a really bad headache, asked a friend for some aspirin. His friend gave him some aspirin, took this aspirin. Next thing you know, he was out. So what was there something that aspirin? Did he have something to do with that aspirin?
Well, there was all these stories about just touching things and skin absorbing the poison. And a lot of people are saying like that's what the baby oil was, where they would put some sort of narcotic in the baby oil. And so when you absorbed it, you got tired. And you, I don't know if that's the poisoning thing, but it definitely drugged you is what they were saying. So, yeah, I don't know. This whole thing, and we've got more details on the Diddy case coming up in the Hot 3 later on this morning, but the judge ordered that there's not going to be a gag order on stuff. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, this all needs to come out. If this is truth, we need names here about all these celebrities that were involved and celebrities paying off. We need names. If this is true, they need to let everything out.
I just don't understand why. People really must have been afraid of him to not speak out, or those that did saw what happened to the other people that tried to speak out. But that is a terrifying, terrifying reputation for you to have in the industry, that you say something bad about this person and then you could possibly be killed because of it.
Would you hear that he killed Bernie Mac?
Oh gosh, is that the next one that's going around?
Bernie Mac died of pneumonia, and Bernie Mac spoke out against Diddy and his parties and stuff, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
This is just something
I
read.
The names keep coming out. Yeah, these are all allegations at this point. We will hopefully have answers at another point, but that is what's trending. I've noticed something that my wonderful coworker does, JC.
Me?
you find something that brings people joy, and you find a way to make it not bring them joy anymore.
What are you talking about?
It's Halloween season,
yes.
And of course, it's all about the candy and the costumes and the pumpkins and the pumpkin carving. JC, you've got an observation about the pumpkin carving.
Yes, pumpkin carving stinks. Oh my gosh. As a kid, I enjoyed the novelty of it as a child. You know, the trick-or-treating, the whole thing. I totally get it. But over the weekend, we get a package, an Amazon package, and I open it up, and it's a pumpkin carving kit, and it was sent to my wife. I'm like, what is this? When she got back into town last night, I'm like, what is this? Are we carving pumpkins? And she's like, no, I'm going to a pumpkin carving event at the barn this week. I'm like, oh, have fun. Pumpkin carving. Seriously, what adult out there really likes to carve pumpkins? It's a mess. Does the pumpkin ever look good when you carve it? Think about it. I remember as a kid, you get that dull knife, you try to puncture through the pumpkin, and it never looks good. And it's just a waste of pumpkin the next day.
Oh, you're hanging out with amateur pumpkin carvers, man, because have you not seen some of the amazing pumpkin carvings that people are able to do? They get like those kits. And I'm telling, like, I've seen, like, ones that look like Taylor Swift, like, it's off of her Eras tour. You got one that is The Rock over here. You got a Tiana from Princess and the Frog over here. It's like, it's not your old triangle eyes, triangle nose, open mouth with two teeth.
Yes,
it's come a long way.
Because those are experts.
Even if they are bad, it's all in the bonding experience with the people that you're with, that you're doing it with.
Oh, the scooping out, and then the pressure of finding the ripe pumpkin. It's you just buy a pumpkin and put it out. Looks nice. But then you got to find, is that going to be a good head? Oh, what could I turn that pumpkin into? There's too much thought process that goes into this whole thing.
You're putting too much thought into it. You just grab a pumpkin and say, let's make this work. Erica, good morning. What do you think?
I'm kind of with JC a little bit on this one. It's just messy. I think as I've gotten older and have kids, it usually ends up just becoming more of a tedious process than anything. And then they rot after like 24 hours.
Exactly.
So it's like you put all this work into it and now it's just caving in on your front porch and it stinks and you have to dispose of it and it's a whole thing.
I get that. I do. I feel like though that, and I, what you said was as your kids get older, I think that it's a fun thing to do with the kids when they're little. They really have fun. If you see, I just remember the looks on my girls' faces. And yes, I'm thinking, oh man, I gotta lay out newspaper and the seeds and all that stinks. But to me, the joy is seeing them get so excited to do something like that. So yeah, it's not the most clean and, you know, just non-mess kind of thing to do, but neither is making Christmas cookies, but they love that, you know? Colleen, good morning.
Good morning. morning. How are you today?
Good. What do you think? We're talking pumpkin carving here.
Well, I think JC is committing Halloween sacrilege. We're even carving pumpkins this afternoon with my daughter and all of her friends. I've been doing it for years, and we use the pumpkin carving kit. And since we're cat owners, we always do really cute, like, decorations with cats on our pumpkins. And they turn out amazing.
I love seeing those fancy ones that you guys do with those kits. It, like, you have the stencils and all that, too?
Yes. Oh. And also, to preserve the pumpkin, we put Vaseline on the inside of the pumpkins, and it actually causes them not to rot, and they last longer.
Oh, that's extra work. And Mercedes, you mentioned, I remember as a kid, and maybe you do it too, Colleen, spreading the newspapers out so you don't get the pumpkin gunk everywhere. Who's got a newspaper? I don't got any newspaper to spread out. What are you spreading out there?
This is true. You don't have the newspaper, so you take your old Amazon boxes and you break those down and you put those on your table, and now you got it. You're all set. Jeff, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. There's a Disney version of pumpkin carving, and it's really cute. There's one where you can stencil, and there's one where you can just drill a hole in the pumpkin, and they have, like, Mickey ears, Mickey hands, and a Mickey face.
Oh, when you put those in the pumpkin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. See, you don't have to go all out with the pumpkin carving. And sometimes, one year we were lazy. We weren't lazy. We went on a vacation somewhere. We came back right before Halloween. Mm-hmm. We didn't have time to carve the pumpkins. So we painted the pumpkins. And we painted cute little designs on them and put them out there. And they were all good to go. And it was still a fun experience.
I thought of something. What a lot of people do when they carve their pumpkins. They take the pumpkin seeds, right?
Yes.
They bake them. They put salt in them, season them. And then people eat the pumpkin seeds. Didn't you do that once as a kid?
Yeah, and I threw up.
Uh-huh,
but I still liked carving the pumpkin.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It's Minden Monday, so coming up here in just about 7 minutes, it's Beat Mercedes. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to win a $200 diamond pendant from Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, a lot going on this morning. Let's get to it. McDonald's, health officials are saying that the number of E. coli cases that were linked to McDonald's is up to 75. The CDC says that the outbreak has impacted people in 13 states, led to 22 hospitalization. One person died in Colorado. Oh. So McDonald's, they removed their Quarter Pounder hamburger from the menu at around a fifth of its locations in response to the outbreak. Last time we talked to it, they hadn't done it here, but shortly thereafter, they did do it here. But they say that they are resuming sales of the Quarter Pounder after testing ruled out the beef patties as the source of the outbreak. They say the onions served with the burgers have been identified as the E. coli source.
Something like that. Have you ever been deterred to go to a restaurant because of something like that, of E. coli break, or you heard someone getting food poisoning at a restaurant?
Yes.
You stay clear of it?
There's a restaurant in town that our coworkers love to go to all the time, and I won't go there because of a food issue that I heard about there. Like, they constantly, hey, we're going out to lunch, want to join us? Where are you going? They say this place. I'm like, nope.
No, no thank really?
You. Yeah, I'm surprised you don't know what I'm talking
Let's
about.
See here.
They go there all the time.
I
refuse
same,
to go there.
Same.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
Oh, I went to a lunch there.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And I was so, so nervous. And I was nervous for days afterwards. I went with our boss. We had a bet over fantasy football.
He loves to go there.
Yes, yes.
He always invites me there.
So I had to take him to lunch. He said, you pick the restaurant. I picked that spot. I'm like, really? And I reminded him of some things that happened there years ago, and he wasn't familiar with that. He's like, no, the place was great. And I'm like, oh.
And I'm sure it is now. I'm sure it is.
I didn't get sick, but Mercedes entire time, I walk in. I'm like, why is there no one here? What's going on? We had lunch all day. I was waiting for something to happen. I didn't get sick, so.
Yeah, and I think they fixed their problems. But still, I just had, that's kind of like that dark cloud over that restaurant, because I just think of that. So the Netflix series Building the Band, it's on pause because of Liam Payne's death. It's an upcoming show. It features Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls, Destiny's Child singer Kelly Rowland, their mentors alongside with Liam Payne, and the Backstreet Boys' AJ McLean. He serves as the host. It's a UK-based series, and it wrapped filming back in August, and sources say Netflix is going to sit down with Liam's family when the time is right to talk about the series and when it could be released. They say there's no rush or pressure to release a series. It would just be a beautiful tribute to Liam and capture him at his best in the months before his death.
Oh, absolutely. I wasn't aware he did that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so torn on that. I think it's really cool that they're just pausing it until they get a chance to talk with him and that there's no pressure. But I know everyone is curious to see one of his last projects, but then there is part of me that's like, oh, is that going to be hard for the family to see that? Or is that like a tribute in their mind? Like, how would you feel about that?
Oh, it'd be hard to watch. It would be so hard to watch. This might be too personal of a question for you, but are you able to go back and watch videos of like your father and stuff?
I am now.
Are you?
When his death first happened, it was hard. It was really difficult. And I didn't want to see stuff like that. And my aunt had found this app that turned photos into like life, like a video.
Mm-hmm. I remember this. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she sent me one that she made of my dad. And so I didn't know what I was getting. And I see the picture, but I see a little arrow on it to press it. And I was like, maybe it's some sort of like a tribute with pictures. And I press it. And then the picture starts moving. And I flipped out. It was like too soon. I wasn't ready to see that. And it was of him like in the picture, he's smiling. But then when you press the button, it like turned into a bigger smile and he like turned his head and I freaked out. So I think it just depends on the person, what their timeline is like. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's quick for some. Maybe it's not quick for others. But yeah, I would have to wait a while for something like that.
Yeah, it takes time to process and you're the family and they still put it out. Maybe, yeah, you not watch it until you're ready.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, this time of year, a lot of people go to haunted houses, but some people feel like they've actually been to real haunted houses or actually lived in one. A new poll says 16% of people say they have lived in a haunted house. 11% of people say they visited an actual haunted house, not just like the kind that come out during Halloween time where you pay and buy a ticket. 6% say they haven't but would like to, and 29% say they have not and they have no interest in going to one whatsoever. Women are more likely to believe that houses can be haunted because they have personal experiences when it comes to that. 19% of women claim they have lived in a haunted house compared to just 12% of men.
I do feel like there were some kind of spirits in my house when we first moved in and they didn't want us there and they were doing things to me until I literally just said, listen, we're not leaving. This is our home. We bought the home. We will make this for our forever home. So we need to work together. And the stuff stopped after that. Maybe it was all in my mind. But once I declared that statement that we're here, we're not going anywhere, let's live together, everything's been cool.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, we had the ghost of my father-in-law in our house, but then it kind of stopped. The ghost ghosted us. So
yeah, things to do. He'll be back.
He's like, oh yeah, I'm done. My work here is done.
Here we go. It's Monday, so it's now time for Beat Mercedes.
Your chance to win. Are we at $200?
Yeah, $200.
A $200
yeah.
Diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We had a winner a couple of weeks ago, and so this diamond, we started back at 100, but I'm telling you, it's still beautiful. We're up to $200 now for this diamond pendant, and it could be yours when you beat Mercedes. All you got to do is guess the song Faster Than I Can. Can you do it? Let's put you to the test. Caller 20, you get to take a shot. 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Minden Monday, and that means it is time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than I can? If you do, you are going to win yourself a $200 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Our contestant this morning is Tanya. How you doing, Tanya?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. I wish it was longer, but you know.
Yeah, well, maybe this will be a nice way to kick off your week with a brand new diamond pendant worth $200 from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We're going to have you try to guess this song faster than I can, okay? You think you can do this?
Okay. Yes, let's go.
Okay, so I'm going to step out of the studio and leave you guys at it. Good luck, Tanya. I would love if you beat me on this one. Okay.
All right, there she goes. Mercedes is leaving the studio. Tanya, do you listen every Monday and do you play along with Beat Mercedes?
Usually at this time I'm at work, unfortunately.
Okay, that's good. Coming in fresh. I like this. A fresh start. This is good. So here's how it works. We're going to start the song. And as soon as you know it, Tanya, just shout out, got it. As soon as you do, we immediately stop the clock. About 5 seconds to correctly identify the song by artist and title. Now, let's say if for some reason we go 20 seconds. Let's be honest, you're in trouble if we go 20 seconds because Mercedes is fast. But if you go 20 seconds, we stop the song automatically and you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's kill that music right there. And this next sound you hear will be the contest itself. You ready, Tanya?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, we stopped the clock at 7.7 seconds. That's respectable. Tanya, what do you got for us?
Is it Ghostbusters?
It is Ghostbusters. Who sings it?
Ray Parker.
Yes, we have.
We'll take that.
All right, Tanya. All right, hold on 1 second.
Let me bring in Mercedes.
Okay. Get Mercedes in here.
She's walking in.
Mercedes actually goes to our green room. We can't hear anything in our green room. It's kind of like a soundproof area. So she has no idea what just took place. She's back in studio with her headphones on. And hit reset on this clock here.
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry. I didn't. Something turned off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Absolutely. All right. Let me hit reset on the clock, Mercedes. Let me write something down here.
Okay,
you ready?
I am ready. That was fast, but yeah. I don't know what's going on here.
Here we go. The game, Mercedes, you start now.
Oh, got it. Ghostbusters, Ray Parker Jr.
Mercedes, you are correct. 3.2 seconds.
Okay.
Tanya was also correct.
Oh!
Now, Tanya, she stopped the clock at 7.7 seconds.
Oh, wow. That's still impressive.
It's fast. Yeah.
But yeah, it's that time of year. I think I've heard that song 4 to 5 times in the last week, so it kind of is top of mind. Which means, Tanya, I'm sorry you were not able to beat me this week, and that means our diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers just got bigger. It is now a $300 diamond pendant, which we want to give away. So make sure you are listening next Monday. Another round of Beat Mercedes. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Tickets for you to go see Chelsea Handler when you conquer the Mega Minute in about 5 minutes here.
You guys, I had to fill out an incident report at a hotel over the weekend.
What? An incident? That means different people involved with the hotel when you have an incident report.
Yeah, you know it's bad when like people on those like earpieces are pressing the little thing on the collar like, please send security here. Please send security.
Oh, no.
And that's exactly what happened this weekend. Have you ever had a vacation go wrong and what happened? I had my mom and my aunt in town, and my aunt, she's like late 70s. She's up there. She was my dad's older sister. And so she's up there, but she's in good shape, all things considered. But I always make sure I walk next to her, just to make sure, like, she's, you know, she's fine, but I just as a precaution. So we decide to take them out to dinner or to, lunch or breakfast, lunch, brunch,
this weekend, and we go to a place that she really wanted to go to. So we take her, and it's on the strip, and we're walking in there, and there's a long wait. So my husband's waiting in line, and I'm just walking around the hotel with them looking at stuff. And they finally, he texts me, he's like, hey, we're getting to the front of the line. You guys better come back. So we come back, and they say, okay, table for five right this way. And like I said, I usually walk right next to her just to be careful, but the hostess was kind of like leading me. She's like, follow me. And I was like, okay, so they're all behind me. I'm leading the way. And then all of a sudden I see the hostess turn around and her eyes get big at what's behind me. And I turn around and there's my aunt on the floor.
She fell?
On the floor.
You didn't hear her fall?
I didn't hear anything. And I see my husband trying to help her. And I'm like, I go, what? Wait, what happened? I'm like, she fell? And he's like, no, it was this. And he pointed to this table where there was like a little kid sitting in the chair.
Uh-huh.
And the little kid just pushed his chair out all of a sudden in a jerky move. And the leg got caught under her, over her foot, and she fell off.
This kid tripped her.
Basically.
Sliding his chair out so fast, tripped her.
I don't think intentionally, of course, but yes, basically that's what happened. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I see the hostess, and she's on her little speaker thing. Please have security come here. We have a guest who has fallen. Please have security come here. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, are you okay? And she's had like a knee replacement.
Oh,
so
no.
Yeah. So she's like, I hit my knee, and Matt goes, she hit her head too. I'm like, what? So he and I are lifting her up. We're walking her to the table. I'm like, you okay? Are you all right? And she's like, I'm embarrassed. And I was like, don't be embarrassed. That was not your fault. You did not fall because of yourself. It was because of that kid. And she's like, I'm so embarrassed. So we get to the table. The lady's like, is she okay? I'm like, I don't know. I think so. She's like, do you want us to get an ice pack? I'm like, sure. And she's like, I called security over. They're going to come over and just check on her. So I'm like, oh gosh, I'm like, this literally is the first day they're here and this happens. And they came over, they were really nice. I had to fill out this incident report on what happened, and I'm looking to make sure I'm not like signing my rights away or her rights away on anything. I'm
smart.
Just like, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. They gave us a credit towards our breakfast, which we were not looking for. I just would rather she didn't fall, you know?
but then again, shouldn't your breakfast been comped?
What?
I mean, I'm so sorry that someone tripped your aunt. She banged her knee. She banged her head. Fill out this form. And oh, here's some free toast on us. Yes, you could maybe sue us and own this casino. But I would have given you, please, as a manager, don't you step in and say, I am so sorry. It's on us, you guys. Enjoy yourselves. Let us make up for what happened. I'm so sorry. Enjoy yourselves.
Honestly, I wasn't even thinking of that. I was just really concerned with her.
Right?
I was just so worried. Like, what the heck?
Oh, gosh.
And so she's got bruises on her now.
She does?
Yes. I called her last night. I was like, how's your knee? How's your leg? She's like, I got a big bruise. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awful. Like, I'm like, please don't let this deter you from ever coming back out here again. Cause this is our first trip in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like the vacation was completely ruined. Have you ever had your vacation just like a huge mishap that messed it up? I felt like there was just a dark cloud over the whole weekend.
That's a bummer too. She trips and everything.
She kept saying like she was just more embarrassed than anything. And I was like, what are you embarrassed about? You didn't fall because you're an old lady. You
did the kids say anything?
No, like the whole family just kind of like scooted his chair back in and just like.
He didn't get up to help?
No. Oh, he was like three.
Oh.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, when was the vacation ruined?
My 5-year-old son, the first day of our 8-day vacation, he was playing on the bed while we were unloading the car, and he fell off the bed and broke his arm the first day.
You were literally just unloading the car, and that's the
we
first.
We were unloading the car. He was jumping on the bed, and I told him to stop jumping, and he fell, and he landed so weird on his elbow. And he broke his arm.
So what happened for the next few days of your vacation? I take it you went to the emergency room.
We did go to the emergency room. The problem with this vacation was that it was a trip where we were doing like SeaWorld and Knott's Berry Farms. And so he had a sling on the whole time, and he was just uncomfortable. And he had fun, but, you know, it wasn't the same.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that. You keep thinking about that. Is he okay? Oh, my gosh, his arm is broken. It sucks. Corinne, good morning. How was your vacation ruined?
Good morning. About 9 years ago, we went to an all-inclusive kind of boutique-y hotel in Mexico for one of our friends' wedding. And we're walking back to our hotel room in the evening, and all of a sudden these two people start screaming that they lost their kid. Like, screaming to everybody, help, help, we lost our kid. We can kind of tell they were a little drunk, maybe. But we were like, we joined in the search to help them find the kid. Long story short, they had already put their kid to bed in their hotel room. They were so drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
We were so mad. Saw them at breakfast the next morning and just eyeballed them. Like, oh, we were so mad. It was scary for us, too. We felt horrible.
Yeah. What is wrong with you people? Oh, come on.
Oh, I forgot. I put our kids to bed.
Oh, that's right. It's cool.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope your aunt gets better. She's got bruises and stuff. That stings.
I know.
A fall at an older age is different than a fall at a younger age.
Yeah, and that's what I thought it was at first, to be honest. I was like, oh, my gosh, did she fall because she was old lady? Uh-huh. And it was like, no. My husband, he's like, I saw the whole thing. The kid tripped her with his chair. It could have happened to any of us. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, yes, we got some toast.
This is great toast.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much, restaurants. Here we go. It's now time for the Mega Minute.
Your tickets right now to see comedian Chelsea Handler. It's Chelsea at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan Saturday night. Your tickets right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds and it's 10 questions. And if you answer them all correctly in that span of time, these passes are yours. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Heather and children, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yay! I love when we make the Mega Minute a family affair. And Heather, your tickets right now to see Chelsea Handler at the Cosmopolitan this weekend. Are you guys ready to do this? I just want you all to scream out the answers if you know, okay?
You got it.
All right, great energy. We can hear everyone loud and clear. You've got 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. Now, if you pass on one or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end, so don't stress it. And here we go, you guys. Okay. The Mega Minute, you start now.
What is the MLB Annual Championship Series called?
Shoot, pass.
What holiday has the most candy sales?
Halloween.
Yes. What do the wheels on the bus do in the nursery song?
Go round and round.
Yes. Which Stephen King novel takes place in the fictional Overlook Hotel?
Shining.
Yes. Which Disneyland ride is a cross between Halloween and Christmas?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Judges, no.
No.
What is the name of the ride?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
How many zeros are in a million?
Six.
Yes. What is the capital of Louisiana?
Oh, New Orleans?
No. What color pill did Neo take in The Matrix?
Red.
Yes. ESPN stands for Entertainment and Sports Programming What?
Oh.
That was network, by the way. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. You did really well. We got hung up on a couple. The MLB Annual Championship Series is called the World Series, which is on right now. Which Disneyland ride is a cross between Halloween and Christmas? You said Nightmare Before Christmas, which I get it because that's the theme inside, but it's the Haunted Mansion. That's the actual ride on that
There's
one.
Christmas inside there too, inside Haunted Mansion?
Well, it's Nightmare Before Christmas, so Jack Skellington what is the capital of Louisiana? You said New Orleans. The answer is Baton Rouge. I am so sorry. What a bummer. I really thought today was the day.
Her kids were great. Shout out the answers in the background,
yeah,
too.
Everyone
some
was
of them.
Great. But that means caller 20 right now, you get the tickets. Tickets to see Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, Chelsea Handler, on Saturday night. Caller 20, these tickets are yours. 702-364-9400.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, Gen Xers, they have been right all along about one thing. Playing in dirt and mud will help your kids build immunity.
There we go.
So in the last few years, data on the connection between dirt play and the probability of getting allergies and autoimmune diseases found that mud and dirt actually exposes kids to microorganisms, which does help with immune training. So they say that exposure to just an array of microbes really teaches a kid's immune system to differentiate destructive microbes versus the mild ones. Kids that are not exposed to immune training are more likely to have oversensitive immune systems, and that can lead to allergies, higher risk of viral illnesses. And also dirt play helps brain development because it is a sensory play that triggers a bunch of different senses like touch and smell. And so it's really important for kids to go out and play in the dirt.
As a kid, you give me a field, a dirty old field, I'd be so happy. That's all I needed. Run in the field, use your imagination, play some games out there. It was a blast.
I know that myself and my brother, we are the oldest in our family of four with the four kids. And we played outside all the time, like just constantly. The younger two siblings, my sister and my other brother, they were more like the video games, like inside. They have the allergies more than me and my first brother. Like, you know, I'll get mild allergies, but they were like allergic to this and that. My sister used to always get eczema all over her body. And I wonder now, seeing this, if that had something to do with it.
In my house, it was the same way. I was the one always outside. My sister, too. I was the one that would cut lawns. I would ride my three-wheeler, four-wheeler, bike all the time. John, he was more the indoor video games. You go outside and play here and there. He's the one that had asthma as a kid.
And yeah, both of them have asthma. That's yeah. So funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not funny, but you know.
No, it's funny.
Asthma.
All right, John, you got asthma.
No.
I played outside. I don't.
It's interesting.
That's a neat study.
Also, this morning, Adele, she got super emotional during her Saturday show here in Las Vegas. A fan video posted on X shows her singing "When We Were Young." When she approached Celine Dion, did you see that video?
Oh my gosh, I saw a couple different angles.
Oh,
and some people put music to it. I'm crying. And then I think it was the original video where the guy that was filming it was just freaking out as well.
He's like, oh my
yeah.
God.
Yes.
Oh my. I'm like, shh. Just stop saying, oh my God.
Let's enjoy the moment.
I know.
It was so endearing.
She approached Celine Dion, who was seated in a box to the side at the Coliseum at Caesars. They hugged for several seconds before saying a few words. Celine held Adele's face in her hands, and both women have tears in their eyes. She was at the show with her sons. They're each other's super fans, and as you know, that theater was built for Celine Dion. That whole Coliseum
oh, that's Celine's theater there.
That was Celine's theater, and now Adele is in it. So it was just a really special moment.
Adele, maybe she does it every night, but she seems so affected. She kept saying to the microphone, please sing, please sing. She wanted the crowd to sing the song for a couple seconds, but yeah. She could compose herself and continue to sing.
Yeah, she was like ugly crying, and I don't blame her, not one bit. Finally, this morning, do you use white noise to help you fall asleep at night?
Every night, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have like a white noise machine.
Two of them.
There's a new option that KFC wants you to try out. KFC wants you to fall asleep to the sound of fried chicken. So they've teamed up with the wellness company Hatch to get a high quality audio sound of a frying chicken, and they posted a 20-minute clip on Spotify. So there's a running joke on TikTok that white noise rain sounds are really just the sound of chicken being fried. So KFC ran with it. We have the audio. So see if this sound relaxes you. This is the KFC frying chicken audio.
That's pretty close to the white noise that I have in my house at night. It's a little out of tune, in my opinion. It's a little scratchier, but it's there. It's definitely white noises.
Well, KFC says, in addition to eating their chicken, you can now drift off to sleep thanks to the soothing sounds of fried chicken.
Frying meat.
I always feel like bacon sizzling sounds just like rain. Like there was in Colorado when I was growing up, there was like a show on Sunday nights on the radio. It was like a slow jam show, and he would play like 90s R&B, like, hey, it's Ed Lover here with your slow jams. And there was always a sound in the background of what was supposed to be rain, but I always thought he was like frying bacon. I was like, why is he cooking bacon?
He's constantly cooking bacon. Do you want to break this down coming up here next?
Oh my gosh, this weekend, I'm telling you, this was a chaotic weekend for me. Over the it was Saturday night. My husband and I got into the biggest fight over the most ridiculous thing. I don't know if anyone else has gotten into a stupid fight, but looking back, I'm like, did we really fight about that? And is there potential for us to fight about this again tonight? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever gotten into a fight with someone over something absolutely ridiculous? Maybe you are still fighting. Maybe it has turned into a family thing and you're like, I don't even remember why we got into a fight. Oh yeah, it was over this ridiculous thing. Have you been watching the World Series?
Oh, it's a great World Series. Sorry for your Yankees, but there's still a chance. But what a great series so far.
The games have been insane. And yes, I am a Yankees fan, but I also appreciate good baseball. And man, both of these games were just incredible with the way they ended. Freddie Freeman's walk-off on Friday.
Nuts.
And then Saturday, I was hoping like there might be a chance, and the Yankees ended up losing. And Dodger fans, you have to be ecstatic right now. The series goes back to the Bronx tonight, and I'm really excited about it. So Saturday night, we're watching the game. It's Matt and I, and we're watching. And at some point, like, I don't know if it was like the sixth inning, seventh inning, he makes a comment and it really irked me. He's like, that's it. They're done. And I'm like, it's the sixth inning. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, they're done. They don't want this. They don't want this game. I'm like, the game is not over yet. You saw the game on Friday. That literally ended on the one swing of the bat. That game ended. This game is not over yet. And he's like, they don't want it. Dodgers want it more. I'm like, I was getting so angry.
Is he writing off the series or writing off the game?
I don't know. I don't know. Cause I was like, I could feel my blood starting to boil. I'm like, that's not really being a great fan. I mean, if you're giving up on your team so quickly, it's only the sixth inning. Seventh inning comes, they're still losing. And there's a chance that they could come back. And I'm like, see, look. He's like, they're not going to do it. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, you're a terrible fan. Don't talk to me. And he's like, what? And I'm like, seriously, what kind of fan behavior is that, giving up on them like that? And I was so mad. I didn't talk to him for the rest of the night. And then I wake up on Sunday morning and he's like, good morning. I'm like, yeah. He's like, are you still mad about that game? I'm like, yeah, I am. I am mad. I think you were a bad fan. And he's like, oh my gosh, come on, get over it.
But he wrote him off in the sixth inning. I believe in the ninth inning, the Yankees got a run and they went down with the bases loaded, right?
And that's exactly what happened.
It became real close.
I was like, see? He's like, nah.
It came real close.
I was so upset. And looking back, it was probably a ridiculous thing to get in a fight over. But I just feel like if you're a fan of a team, you're truly a fan, you keep rooting for them, even if they're losing. You keep rooting for them, even if it looks bad. You don't give up on your team. And that just made me so mad. So, yeah, I didn't talk to him for like a day and a half because I was so upset about that. And, yeah, it was ridiculous. But that's just, you know, that was my line of thinking.
That's how relationships happen. These stupid fights happen. Laura and I got into a stupid fight last night. I went. She flew in. She was out of town. She was visiting family. She went to a wedding. She was flying back on Sunday. She's leaving town today. And she's driving out of town. So I went and got her car from the airport this weekend. I wanted to get it clean and gassed up so it's all ready to go when she leaves town. So I had to go pick her up at the airport. As we're driving back, I really had to go to the bathroom. I just had to go to the bathroom really bad. And that triggered a fight. She got irritated with me. She's like, why didn't you go before you left? I'm like, I did. She's like, well, how much did you drink 2 bottles of water before you left? I'm like, no, I just have to go to the bathroom. Mercedes, she got so fired up over the whole thing. And to the point where we pulled it in the driveway, I go running into the house, and that just triggered a fight over the fact that I had to use the bathroom really bad.
Oh, but you didn't stop, right?
No, we
kept. Okay, because I would have been annoyed too if we had to stop.
We made it home, but she was still irritated. She said it was very stressful arrival into the house and me having to run inside and use the bathroom. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Can anyone beat those two situations where you just got into a fight over something absolutely ridiculous? And what was it? And also on the fan thing, do you feel like you should always root for your team, even if they're losing, even if they suck? Raiders fans, I'd love to know your thoughts. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. What was the ridiculous thing you got in a fight over? Nancy, what was it for you?
It was mayo.
Mayo?
Yeah. So I'll tell you a quick story. My husband was kind enough to stop by and get some fast food for us, and he forgot to say no mayo on my burger. I don't like mayo. I hate mayo. And, you know, we've been married for a very long time, so I figured he'd know by now. So he came home. I was already hangry, so I was all tearing up the wrapper about to eat my burger, and then I was like, what is this? There's mayo. Like, why didn't you ask for enough mayo? You know, I don't. He's like, we'll just scrape it off. I was like, well, the cheese is already stuck to it. I'd have to scrape off the cheese. Like, no.
Oh my gosh, Nancy, I feel like you just jogged like a situation with us. My husband's just like you, and if he gets anything on his burgers, I tell him the same thing. I'm like, just scrape it off, and he has a fit when that happens.
The only perk on that, I'll tell you though, is like now he keeps the receipts, like when he goes to fast food places and asks for no mayo. So if the fast food places messes up, he actually has proof that he asked.
That's brilliant.
That is really smart.
It's not on him.
Thank you, Nancy. Let's talk to Coco. Hey, Coco, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, what do you think?
I might have to agree with Matt. The Dodgers just wanted a little. They ain't ready for Freddie.
Oh, man. Okay, look, everybody wrote off Freddie. He's got a bum leg. And I told Matt at that moment in the Dodgers game, I go, this is his childhood moment. You know, you go up, there's bases are loaded, there's two outs, this is for the game. And I go, he had his moment, you know, but there's a new game tonight. It's not over, Coco.
Oh, they're going to the Bronx, but I just don't know if they're ready. In order to win, they got to come back to L.A.
Wait a second. Isn't Matt also a Dodgers fan?
He is. So, he has a horse in both races, which is another topic that I don't feel like you can.
So, he's only a Yankee fan because you're his wife.
Yes, basically.
So, I have to agree with Matt.
Thanks, Coco. You get a fast
car. It's time for Heads Up. With Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Melissa, you're caller 20.
Woo!
You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot.
Let's do it. We have your tickets to see Morgan J. This One's For You tour at the Palazzo in January. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Head and Shoulders, United Nations, Trick or Treat, World Series, or Fall Back?
Let's go trick or treat.
Trick or treat it is. Halloween is on Thursday. These are all things that are associated with Halloween, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
Obviously you.
Okay.
Obviously. Melissa. Maybe like, hey, JC, nothing against you, but I'm going with Mercedes. Obviously. Oh. All right, I love you, Melissa. You got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And heads up, you start now.
You carve these on Halloween.
Pumpkin.
Yes, you hand this out on Halloween.
Candy.
Yes, if one of these crosses your path, it's supposed to be bad luck.
A black cat.
Yes. This is you might dress up as one of these. Frankenstein is one of these. A werewolf is one of these. They're
different. Monster.
Yes. This is where you would go. You would go pick these things and maybe make some juice and bob for them. But you have to go.
Apple.
But where do you go to
Orchard.
Get?
Orchard.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is if there's one of these in the sky, the werewolves will go. Oh.
Woman.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Wow.
Six.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously, I was
going to
win.
Melissa, great job.
Melissa, you crush it. That was a lot of fun. And he's got tickets to Morgan J. This One's For You tour. This is happening Saturday, January 25th at the Palazzo Theater. So congratulations.
Thank you. Love you guys.
And we love you, Melissa. Now, next hour, we have Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets. We have some big concert tickets coming your way tied into Halloween season. And that happens right around 9:20.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A federal judge is not granting an official gag order in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking case. Diddy's lawyers and prosecutors both requested a gag order be placed in the case. Diddy's lawyers say in their filing that federal employees have been leaking information to the news media. On Friday, a judge announced that he would not impose a gag order, and he said that he has found no evidence of wrongdoing so far. The judge also said both sides are expected to abide by the existing laws, which prohibit lawyers or investigators from revealing information that would interfere with a fair trial. The judge did say he will take appropriate action if a leak does happen.
I mean, if all this stuff is true, Diddy's killing people left and right. All these things, all these other names. I do hope the names come out and we find out who else has been involved in all this
stuff.
They
should, yeah. I mean, who else is responsible in this? Who else is guilty? You keep hearing all these stories like, you know, oh, here's the thing. I don't know if she's been seen, but as a joke, I guess JoJo Siwa, she went on some... she won some award and she went up there. She's like, well, I better thank Beyonce. So she said that. She hasn't posted on social media since that happened. Everyone's like, where is JoJo? But let me double check, because this was last week when she hasn't posted.
Did Beyonce come after her?
That's a thing. Like all that, you know, people say that and it's like, haha, but is it really true?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. She posted 1 week ago.
That was the last post she did. Was her sarcastic thanks to Beyonce?
Yeah. Huh. No, there's no truth to stuff like that. You know, it's just...
If this stuff is true, that P. Diddy is killing people, giving them pneumonia through his baby oil, Beyonce's whacking off people because they're, you know, they don't thank her in...
Jeez.
Keep going. They don't thank her in a speech.
They're going to continue to not thank her in speeches if that's what she's doing to them. Don't thank her, because guess what she does? Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
You tell me if I don't think Beyonce, this is gonna happen. I'm not thanking anybody.
Everyone's like, I'm not saying a word. All right, moving on.
I would
on.
Like to thank everybody but Beyonce.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Did you see yesterday afternoon there was a big Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest in New York?
I did. I saw this whole thing.
It's so funny. So it happened in Washington Square Park. There was a ton of guys that resemble the actor Timothy Chalamet. I can't believe how many guys look like him. It took an unexpected turn, though, when Timothy Chalamet himself showed up. He was originally wearing a mask and a hat before he revealed his identity to the crowd. Police really tried to manage the crowd size. They even detained a participant for an unknown reason. But the contest, the winner got $50. That was it. But it just got so many Chalamet doppelgangers there. Tons of spectators. It was really funny.
Wouldn't it be great if he showed up and the judges were like, nah, I don't see it. Don't look like him. Next.
That's a thing. I feel like some of the lookalikes looked more like Timothy Chalamet than Timothy actually looked like him. I was like, oh, he doesn't really look like himself. This other guy looks more like him than he does.
Well, there's a thing that happened here. It was in the 80s when Legends in Concert was the big show here in town. It was all these celebrity impersonators. They had the whole song and dance. And Kenny Rogers was in town, and he went out billed as the Kenny Rogers impersonator, and everyone thought it was the impersonator, not the real Kenny Rogers.
Was that pre or post facelift?
Pre-facelift,
it was. Okay,
it was so pre-facelift.
It did
the
look
OG
like
Kenny,
him, probably.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, after he got his facelift, it was hard to recognize.
He was a different man.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
He looked completely different.
Yeah, he did.
Rest
I mean,
in peace,
it
Kenny.
Did. Yes, definitely. But I think maybe they went a little too tight on that one.
They did.
Totally,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was not. Have you seen like the latest pictures? Everyone's saying there's some like secret Hollywood serum that people are drinking because people are aging backwards. Like the latest picture I saw was Kate Beckinsale.
Okay,
and she's wearing this dress that looks like testicles, like male testicles. It's crazy. But she doesn't even look like real. She looks like, I don't know. I can't. I mean, don't get me wrong. She looks beautiful, but just she doesn't look like herself.
She looks so young.
And then they're saying Gwen Stefani, her, Lindsay Lohan, Christina Aguilera. There's another one.
Oh, she, the okay, is getting dragged because her ballet style dress looks like testicles. Okay.
Which it does. I mean, there's like two big things on the sides.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it does look like testicles.
This is quite the interesting hot three. Oh my gosh, it does.
Yeah.
She looks stunning.
But
she looks like she's 22.
But she doesn't look like the same person. Oh, Shania Twain was the other one. Did you see Shania Twain on the recent red carpet?
No.
Looked like a totally different person. Like completely different. And I'm not bagging either way. I just, they don't look like they're the same person
no.
to me. It's so, it's, I'm like, what's going on? Is it, you know, it's none of my business, of course, but is it surgery or the people are saying, no, there's something that they're drinking that is making them age in reverse. And I'm like, come on, give me a break. How do I get it?
Yeah, come on. Give me the website to order the stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be down on that stuff.
So finally this morning, does this say more about someone's obsession or is this more about just how ridiculous our housing market has gotten? This new poll asked people, if you were looking to buy a house and found one you could afford that checked all of your boxes, would you still buy it if you learned the previous homeowners had been murdered in it? What would you do? You could afford it. It's got everything you want, but the people that lived there before you were murdered there.
I would go in. I would buy it.
You would still get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would still do it. It's so hard to get a house now. I would do it. You wouldn't do it?
I would continue looking and just hope that I could use that as a backup. I would just hope that maybe there was something else and that was like a sign that it probably wasn't for me.
Because did they have to disclose that here in Las Vegas? Did they have to tell you if someone was murdered in your house?
I think so. Or I think you... Do they not have to disclose it unless you ask? So you want to make sure you ask that. Was anyone murdered here? Because then they do. But they don't. I don't think they have to offer it up.
Oh, well, make sure you ask the question.
Yeah.
Okay, you said there's 3.5 baths? Yes. And has anybody been murdered in the house?
I mean, it's a valid question.
It is.
Steph, you, I know, have looked for a house. If that were the situation, you found something you could afford, it checked all the boxes, but the people that used to live there were murdered there, would you still buy it?
Absolutely not. I couldn't sleep at night. I would just be knowing like, oh my gosh, someone was murdered before me. And then what if it's the house that's cursed? Oh no, 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 no. I wouldn't do it.
Well, 30% of people said yes,
they would do it. Yeah.
32% said no. And 38 say they're not sure. So I think we all three of us fall into each of those categories. You're a yes,
yeah.
Steph's a no. I'm a kind of a not sure on that one. Younger adults were more hesitant about living at the scene of a murder. Women are way more wary about it than men. They also asked if sellers should be required to disclose recent deaths on the property. And 35% of people say yes. Only 23% said only if it was due to a murder. Like if they just died of natural causes,
yeah, that happens,
that's okay.
Yeah.
And 25% said they do not want to know. They just don't tell them. They keep it a secret.
We've got a bed in my parents' house. It's just in the guest bedroom. My mom's aunt, right? We all call her Aunt Miriam. She died in that bed. And that bed is in the guest bedroom. And I've slept in that bed so many times. But every time I sleep in that bed, I have these weird dreams. And I feel like it's Miriam, like her spirit or something, like really weird, weird dreams.
Like about her?
Different things. Always so vivid. Anytime I sleep in that bed, I wake up the next morning, just the most vivid, weird dreams. I feel like it's her spirit taking over me.
So, but you still live in a murdered house.
Heck yeah! Why not? Absolutely. Coming up in Jerk or Justified, TC's wife is a Swiftie, and he's afraid that he might have crossed a line when it comes to her birthday. Is he being a jerk, or are his actions justified? You get to be the judge coming up in about 10 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It's Monday, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Is this person being a jerk, or are they completely justified in what they did? If you ever have a situation you would like us to talk about on Jerk or Justified, shoot us an email. We love getting your situations, and you can do that through our website at mix941.fm.
This comes from TC, writes, morning, Mercedes and JC. My wife is a huge Swiftie. We actually met you at your Taylor Swift listening party this year, and her birthday is in early November. This weekend, we will be visiting her family outside of Indianapolis. This happens to be the same weekend that Taylor is performing. I decided a great gift would be tickets to see Taylor on Saturday night. I ended up spending over $5,000 for two tickets. I've never spent that much before on anything, but it's her 40th, and I want her to talk about this night for years to come. Well, I heard her going off to a friend the other day about how expensive Taylor Swift tickets are, and she said something along the lines of, "It's idiotic. I would never pay that much to go see Taylor." She went on to say how she can think of so many other ways to spend that kind of money. I mean, she was really going off. So now I'm starting to doubt if this is a good gift. $5,000 is a lot of money for us. This sounds weird saying, but would I be a jerk if I give my wife Taylor Swift tickets? Or do you think I should sell these tickets while I still have time?
Ooh, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I already know what I think on this, but what do you think?
My mindset is, TC, you know your wife the best. And if she really gets upset about when you guys spend money, and I don't think she'll be able to enjoy herself at the concert. Despite she'll be with Taylor Swift and seeing it, it'll be in the back of her mind the entire time that, even if you don't tell her how much you spent on it, she'll probably have a ballpark figure how much you spent on these tickets. I don't think she'll enjoy herself, and she'll just be stressed out over the fact that you just spent $5,000 on tickets to go see Taylor Swift. I say try to sell them.
I feel like you should keep them and give them to her. And I'll tell you why. Yes, she said it's idiotic. She would never pay that. But if someone gifts them to her, look, as long as you guys are able to pay your bills, it's not taking away from any things that have to be, you know, taken care of. The same, I think of myself in that situation. Like if my husband said, "Hey, I bought tickets for us to go see the World Series." And I know in my mind right off the bat, they're not cheap. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. But secretly, I'm really excited. I am really, really excited. Yes, there's a lot of money at stake, but as long as we can pay our bills and it didn't take away from anything like that, YOLO, man. You only live once. She is going to be so excited to go to that show. I would be beside myself. Yes, I'd be like, "What did you pay?" Just be like, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We can still pay our bills." And take her and let her have the night of her life. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Ashley, is he a jerk or is he justified?
He's totally justified in the way he feels. If he sold him, he's a jerk. But what a sweet thing to do for your wife. It's probably a once in a lifetime thing for her. She is a Swiftie. I think she'll be happy when he presents them to her.
Would you not just be like in shock if your husband got you those tickets when you were a huge Swiftie?
Oh my gosh, Mercedes, my husband never plans, and if he did something like that for me, I would probably just melt and fall in love all over again.
Just like, seriously, it's stuff like that that just takes our breath away, and you don't have to spend $5,000 to do that, but it's thinking of us. Yeah, and something we're really passionate about. Like, that just, I don't know, that means the world. What do you guys think? We're getting some texts here and some comments here on Facebook. Kristen says, give them to her and watch her eat her words. LOL. Happy 40th to your wife. Kirsten says, it's a milestone birthday. I'd say give them to her anyway. Make her a shirt that says, I'm feeling 22 with 18 years experience. That's awesome. You guys are so cute. Jen says, she will want to go and you will be her hero. Give her the tickets once in a lifetime. Make the memory. Chandra says she's just saying that because she thinks she won't be able to go. She wants the tickets. I saw Taylor last year and it's a great concert. I didn't spend $5,000, but if you already bought them, then just go. And then Alicia says give her the option. If she wants to keep them, great. If she doesn't want to have the money spent on them, then you can sell them. That's a good compromise.
Better do it now then instead of day of.
Are you kidding me? They'll still sell day
of. Will
they
sell day of?
100% they'll sell day of.
If you can make money off it then?
I don't know. I don't think she's, you're going to have to worry about that. I think she's going to want to go. It's a birthday. It's our 40th birthday. Like, what an absolutely amazing gift. Anya, good morning. What do you think?
I was thinking that maybe if he's that worried about it, then maybe he needs to ruin the surprise and ask her opinion about keeping the tickets for her 40th or possibly selling them.
Yeah, like give her the choice. I mean, I don't think that's a bad option, but I just say, hey, girl, happy 40th. Let's go see Taylor.
I think if you give her the option in advance, she's going to say sell him. If she has the time to think about it, I think she's going to say sell them. I think if you're going to do it, you just then you go all in. You don't give her the option. Yeah. She's going to say sell it.
Well, or she'll be going back and forth.
Yeah, but what a struggle. Yeah.
My husband said, hey, we're going to Taylor. Get your outfit ready. We are going to Taylor. I'd be like, what? Huh? Oh, okay. Or like, I would be so excited. I think it's a great gift. I think you're an awesome husband for thinking about it.
Sell them. She's not going to enjoy herself.
Don't.
Oh, my gosh. She's not like, you spent $5,000. We could have paid off bills. We could have gone on a trip.
You're thinking from the man's perspective. Like, you're not thinking like a woman right now. Like,
but if she says it's idiotic and
she's
really
just
upset,
to convince herself so she is not bummed about missing it. This is what we all do, right? What did I say about World Series tickets last week? There's no way we can go. We can't afford it. They're way too expensive. My husband comes home and says, I got us two tickets for the World Series. I'm like, I'll pack my bag.
We have something really well. Oh, by the way, TC, keep us posted. And if you guys do go to the show, send us photos so we can post them on our social media for you.
Or do a live stream so I can watch, please.
And charge. Make some money. Coming up here next, we have something really fun with Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets.
Yes. Do you want to go see one of your favorite artists in concert? We've got a bowl full of candy and tickets. You just have to decide whose house you want to go trick or treating at to get your tickets. Whose house will it be? Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Ticket is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it is time for Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Ticket. And we have Katie, your caller 20, Katie.
Woo!
All right, happy early Halloween. And now you have to make a choice, Katie, on whose house you want to go trick-or-treating at. Do you want to go to my house? Do you want to go to JC's house? Or do you want to go to Steph's house? Where do you think you're going to get the best trick or ticket?
I'm going to go with Steph's house.
All right. So let's have you walk on up to Steph's house. And then when you ring the doorbell and she answers, you have to say trick or ticket, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ring the doorbell. Hello?
Trick or ticket.
Oh, my God. Momo, calm down. It's just the trick or treaters.
Momo.
Oh, sorry about that, Katie. Okay, so I have a big bowl here, Katie. Let me see. I have some Skittles, some Snickers. Oh, I got an envelope here. Let's see what I got. Katie,
You just won two tickets to see Mariah Carey.
Whoa! All right.
Oh my gosh! Yes. The Skittles are Mariah Carey. I go with Mariah Carey on that one. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll give you some Skittles too if you want, Katie, on top of it.
Two tickets.
I'll take the Skittles too. Thank you.
Mariah Carey's A Celebration of Mimi live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live. These tickets are for the show in February. Congratulations, Woo! Katie.
Thank you so much.
Nice job. That's awesome. Nice haul that you get at Steph's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anytime, guys, anytime.
All the kids are coming to our house this year. We're the Mariah Carey tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm all out.
Well, Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Ticketing returns again tomorrow morning right around 9:20. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
And that's it for us on a Monday. Make sure you're back tomorrow. We've got some really cool stuff coming up. A concert announcement, a major one, tomorrow morning. And we will have tickets for you to go see that concert with the Mega Minute at 7:30. So be listening for that. Also, more chances for you to get some really cool concert tickets with Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Ticket. Your chance to win right around 9:10 tomorrow morning. You pick whose house you want to trick-or-treat at, and you never know what kind of tickets you are going to get. That is all on the way. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
We learned that goldfish crackers are getting fancy by changing their name to Chilean sea bass crackers. So we decided to apply this to other businesses. How about there? You take your kids to a party at Chuck E. Cheese. You want to fancy it up? Charles E. Cheese.
Oh, or Charles Edwin Cheese.
Oh, yes. Where are you going? I'm going to Charles Edwin Cheese for dinner.
My.
Whoa, fancy.
You know, you go get your gas at a Chevron station. Uh-huh. Well, let's call him Chevronald Station.
Oh, that's a fancy gas
station.
Make him
a little fancier. I don't want to go to the Ron. I want to go to the Ronald.
Chevronald.
I still maintain they need to be called Chief Fingers, not Cheetos.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's like, that seriously should be a change. We don't eat them with our toes. We eat them with our fingers.
That one's got to stick. And that'll do it for show number 2160 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.